We are joined by Kim Haas, executive producer and host of Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas, which is a series on PBS. Welcome to the Morgan NewsHour.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Great. I wanted to talk to you about two things, Hispanic Heritage Month, and you also have an event coming up at Morgan tomorrow called Exploring the African Diaspora in Latin America, The Glory and Greatness.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but first, tell me about the history of Hispanic Heritage Month and why it's important.
Well, it's important because we, as I think a nation, the United States, really need to recognize the communities that have contributed so much to the country, to the culture. And just like we celebrate and honor African-Americans, you know, in February, we are doing that for Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th to October 15th. And I think one of the things that, you know, we honor in particular Hispanics and the contributions of Hispanics during this month-long period, but we can always do that throughout the year, just like with African-American History Month. This needs to be done every day and not solely relegated to one month during, you know, during the year. As I say to people, I'm African-American every day,
right,
not just in February. And so I think, but doing that, I think giving it additional attention is always, I think, a good thing. And hopefully we will learn about each other throughout the year. But and Hispanic Heritage Month, it people ask sometimes, you know, many of the countries in Latin America have their independence during this period. So they received their independence from Spain during this month-long period. So that's why it's September 15th to October 15th.
Okay. And so you also do a travel show. Yes. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. It's Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas. Mm-hmm. And the goal of the show is to really celebrate and honor people of African descent in Latin America. I mean, this population and these communities in every country have contributed so greatly to the very foundation of Latin America, and each country in their own kind of unique way. So what makes Afro-Peruvian culture and history different from Afro-Cuban, I think, is utterly fascinating. And then you look at Bolivia, that also has an Afro-Bolivian population, or Colombia. So, and even Argentina, a place that we don't think of when we think about, you know, Afro-descendant communities, but even Argentina has still an Afro-descendant population. So each country in their own unique way has a community, and usually communities that have been there for centuries. And they've, you know, very rarely receive recognition, celebration, honoring. And I wanted to spotlight these incredible people that I was meeting on my trips, whether I was in Havana or in Puerto Plata, the Dominican Republic, or in Puerto Rico, in Loíza, or in Salvador, in Brazil. There are so many incredible people of African descent doing great things, glorious. And the history is tremendous. And especially when you think about how, for example, Blacks were able to create samba. I mean, samba is a treasure, not just in Brazil, but around the world. And that was created by Afro-Brazilians. So despite the challenges, which is why I think there's a glory and greatness to, you know, Afro-Latino culture, is because despite the hardships, the systemic racism, the oppression, the communities have still created unbelievable culture and participated in the very fabric of these countries. And so I think that's what makes them great, is that despite all those challenges, they've created incredible culture. And that's what motivates me, inspires me. And that's why I wanted to create this show, Afro-Latino Travels, because they weren't seen on television. There was a total, and still is, a lack of representation of Afro-Latinos in television.
So I've always wanted to go to Cuba. Can you tell me about it?
Oh, my gosh. We don't have enough time, Randy. I think, you know, if you can take out the politics, which is hard, right? That's hard to do. But if you can concentrate on the people, it's, well, first of all, you know, I've been to Havana a couple times, and It's, I think, absolutely fascinating. And you walk down the streets in, you know, Havana, and the music, I mean, is literally pouring out of the streets and out of the cafes. And so there's incredible culture, and you see so many people who look like you. I mean, that's what's incredible, is there's so many Black and brown people in Havana, and the culture, the history is touched so significantly by people of African descent that it's just amazing. I mean, and Cubans just flourish in the arts. And so there's great support for the arts. So if you're a lover of the arts, as I am, I mean, there's dance, there's, as I mentioned, music. And the people are so open and want to connect with, I think, especially with people from the United States. And I think you could have an amazing time. And it is kind of like traveling back in time because of the old 1950s cars.
Right. That's what I find.
Yeah, exactly. But there's, I think a specialness to it. And the more you dig into Cuban culture and you read about the African presence, it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing an event tomorrow for Morgan State. I believe it's online, called Exploring the African Diaspora in Latin America. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. And thank you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tomorrow I'll be talking about some of my travels throughout Latin America, showing one of the clips from the show so people can get a sense of the shows and the flavor of it. And talking, I love, you know, engaging with audiences and finding out about their experiences or where they'd like to go, or, you know, what prompted them maybe to study Spanish, or they're thinking about studying Spanish at Morgan, or history, or, you know, world cultures. And so hopefully this is a real opportunity to engage with people and to get us start thinking more about traveling and getting out of maybe our comfort zone and getting to know more of the world, and in particular Latin America, and digging deeper, because so often the Afro-Latino experience is not what you'll learn firsthand when you study Latin America, but it's there, and it's rich, it's powerful, and it has a tremendous legacy. And so much of what people enjoy in Latin America comes from the Afro-Latino tradition and experience. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity to connect, to share, and to really engage with the community. And it's open to the public.
Yeah, I believe you can go to morgan.edu, and there's a event link there. You click that, I believe, and it's right there, all the information.
Yes. And you can also go to our website if you, for some reason, can't find it at travelswithkimhaas.com. And I just want to say that I'm a proud daughter of a Morgan alum.
I see that,
yes. Yes, yes. So my mother, Rosa Keith, graduated in 1963. And she's a proud Delta as well as I am.
My two sisters are. Go ahead.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Yeah. So we are proud Deltas and proud of HBCUs and all the good things that are happening at Morgan.
Now, your show is on PBS, correct?
Yeah. So the show.
Go ahead.
So the show is airing throughout the country on PBS public television stations. These are the first two episodes that we shot in Costa Rica. So it's, I think, really a wonderful look at artists and writers, dancers, who really make, I think, Costa Rica and give it its unique flavor and appeal. And so audiences and people can catch it. We have some airings on our website, and we try and keep those updated. But the shows, yes, air on public television stations throughout the country.
I want to thank Kim Haas for joining us today on the Morgan News Hour. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Muchísimas gracias.